Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our vital work continues to move forward, whether it's in the courtrooms or in the halls of Congress. We continue to press forth with our mission of religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and protecting the family. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. You know, Holly, it's easy to get distracted by all that is going on around us.
Constantly.
I understand.
Yeah.
You know, I have decided to shut off the news and just periodically get updates from certain select sources. I'm not going to sit in front of the news and just constantly refresh it or see the same stories. They don't do any good. You know, we need to be informed, no question about it, but we don't need to be obsessed. We don't need to have our blood pressure rise, or we don't need to be fearful. In this time or at any other time, we need to balance what's happening around us with time and the Word of God.
Right. And you also, it's important to know the mainstream media, they are no longer journalists. They're political advocates. So they're pushing an agenda that's going to cause that fear within us.
And their agenda is multiple-fold, but one of them is obviously they want you to read their material or view their material.
Right.
And so they're going to want to constantly say the same thing over and over again, and they want to give some sensational, sometimes non-factual stories. And then the other is they have political motivations.
Right. They're not for our president. They're not for our country. They're not for Christianity.
They're not for Christians. They're not for the president of the United States. Many of them have completely different understandings or views of what they want the country to be. So they have political slants, and obviously the president has pointed some of these things out along the way. Some of them are so egregious. But at any rate, the problem is that we don't want to be obsessed, and we don't want to be losing our focus. At Liberty Counsel, we continue to engage in the battles. Just because all this is going on around us, we cannot stop. Our cases in the courtroom with Sandra Merritt, our cases involving the Southern Poverty Law Center, our cases representing counselors and clients who want to provide, or people who desperately need counsel to overcome unwanted desires and attractions, the cases involving sidewalk counselors providing life-saving information and help to women who are on the verge of making the most dreadful decision of their lives to take the life of their unborn child. All of those cases and many, many more have to continue to move forward. Our cases involving Christian organizations and pastors and churches, and we're representing a lot of pastors and churches and giving them counsel through these times as well, Holly. Those cases continue to move forward, and we have to continue to be on guard, be on the front lines. And also our work both in the nation's capital, even though many things have shut down in the past, we have been there. We've never shut down. And we're there because we have to be there monitoring legislation that goes through Congress, particularly on the coronavirus, to make sure it's not bad legislation that sneaks in abortion funding, and also on the state level. And we're also monitoring all these executive orders that are flying around the country. So our work continues to move forward. We continue to keep our eye on the mission.
You know, and I think about, we're allowing children to get the help they need for their same-sex attractions and their struggles. Even in Florida alone, there's been two counties that have put bans so that these children cannot get a counseling. So we've been actively involved in both of those, both in Tampa and South Florida.
Yeah, there's actually more counties than that, but we have two cases up before the Court of Appeals involving those two locations that you're talking about. And one of them I recently argued. The other one I'll argue in the near future. And we are filing our briefs in that case. We actually have just finished filing our briefs. all of that continues to go on.
Yeah, and, you know, going back to the media, they are trying to frame it like this is some evil conversion therapy or whatever. It's simply helping kids get the help they need from a counselor, guiding them on their goal so that they don't get pushed into this agenda and end up mutilating their bodies and feeling hopeless.
Yeah, and some of them, you know, there are some really sad stories out there where some people have just been literally directed to take hormones, and then they go to the next level of surgery, and they've never even had any counseling about the underlying issues. Some of them have gone to that extent where they actually have removed healthy body parts, and then they regret what they did.
Right.
And, you know, it's not like you can just put certain body parts back on when you remove them. So we're trying to provide counsel to these individuals that want it. These are people that are not being forced to go to counseling. These are people who want counseling, where counseling has been able to provide help.
You know, and I also think about our client in D.C., you know, who has been just simply, he's held a sign and trying to make parents and people aware that there's an abortion center between the elementary and the middle school. These children walk by this abortion center every day, and he's simply trying to educate them to protect the children.
Yeah, I just recently argued before the D.C. District of Columbia Court of Appeals on behalf of our client, Larry Sirignano, and he is being sued, and the litigation has gone on for a number of years, but we finally get it to the Court of Appeals. We had a great argument. The argument went very well. Mm-hmm. We don't have the ruling yet, but the argument went very well. We'll get a ruling in the near future. But he is trying to bring attention by just holding a sign peacefully on a public sidewalk. He's not blocking anybody, to alert people's attention the fact that there is an abortion clinic. Planned Parenthood just plopped its abortion clinic right there by an elementary and a middle school, right there in the midst of these K through, you know, middle school age children. And now there's an older school, a high school, that's being constructed as we speak right there in the same area. And Planned Parenthood's right in the middle of it. They'll be able to be there from roughly K through high school. And they're right in the middle of it. All he's wanting to do is, he wants to stand for the sanctity of human life and raise the attention of people that there's an abortion clinic here.
But he was sued by the school.
That's the school.
That's the horrendous part. It wasn't the Planned Parenthood, but it was the school.
Yeah, the Two Rivers Public Charter School. It's a public school. It's a charter school, but it is a public school controlled by the laws of the District of Columbia. It's publicly funded. And the school sued. The school sued to stop him and others from bringing attention to the fact that Planned Parenthood is there. Now, they say, well, they don't have any interest in abortion. That's a bunch of baloney, you know. Mm-hmm. They do, obviously. Why would they want to sue? Either way, what they want the court to do is to censor them, to remove them, and to literally restrict certain words and phrases that they can use. They don't want them to use things such as abortion or kill. They don't want any signs of aborted babies or other kinds of babies. And so I just argued that before the Court of Appeals. The argument, as I said, Holly, went very well. So pray for that case. Mm-hmm. All these cases are still going on.
Oh, yeah.
And we can't stop, and we won't stop, because we're not going to take our eye off the mission. Our work continues to move forward. So pray for us and stand with us. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information on these cases, lc.org. And you can also, Holly, people can sign up for our emails, and also the Liberty Alert. The Liberty Alert is more of an educational venue. We actually do that throughout the week, different times. And then we have a weekly Liberty Alert that kind of summarizes everything for the week. But we also have these other emails that are activist-oriented that not only provide you a lot of substance, but allow you to get involved with petitions or faxes or other way to make your voice heard on a national level.
You know, we as Christians, we can't keep our heads in the sand. We've got to be educated. We've got to know. In order to be lights, we have to know what's going on, to know how to pray, to know how to speak out, to know what our rights are.
So go to Liberty Counsel's website. We thank you for standing with us. We want to pray for you. We also have a two-page memo that is free, all right there at lc.org. You can sign up for our emails as well to support the ministry. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.